Welcome to the Jan Musin Garden Show on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. It's your opportunity to learn more about your garden and your yard, about dealing with pests, and about taking care of the birds. You can be part of the show with your questions at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. And now, from DeBrine Seeds on Washington Avenue in Zeeland, here's the master gardener, Jan Musin.
And good morning, everyone. Okay, so we have lost some of our nice weather, so hopefully you've gotten most of your fall chores done. If not, you're just going to have to do it in a little cooler weather. Had a little what looked like snow this morning. Snow, frost, sleet, whatever that was. Yeah, it's cold out there, folks. It's not Thursday anymore where it was 70. Might have been the last of our nice warm weather. This is more seasonal, I think, what we've got right now. But, hey, we'll take it. We can still do some things outside. So, you know, well, maybe not in the rain like we have it right now. But we can still do some things. So I'll remind you the things that really have to be done before winter. But first of all, I'm going to remind you, Aid for Puerto Rico, I'm still doing that. So if you've got any unused medications that you had for your dog or cat, I don't care, it might be expired or whatever, I'll still take them. Well, even prescriptions of yours, if you didn't take it all, I will gladly take it. I send it down to Island Dogs and Save a Gato down in Puerto Rico. She just sent me a bunch of pictures of dogs and cats that we have helped because of what we have sent down there. So that's just a wonderful feeling. They also take like medicated shampoos, ear drops, heartworm pills, flea and tick medications, flea and tick stuff, gently used collars or leashes. That always helps also because they do take a lot of the dogs and cats that are roaming around. They spay and neuter them and help find them homes. So it's just a fun operation. They've had, since the hurricane that went through there earlier this year, they've had some pretty much rolling blackouts. But they're doing the best they can right now, so I'd like to help them out. So if you have any stuff that you might want to donate, you can drop it off at DeBrine Seed Store. Just give it to the guys or bring it up to the front desk and just tell them it's for Jan for Puerto Rico. They'll make sure I get it. So thank you very much in advance. You people in West Michigan have just been awesome. We have sent so many boxes down there that have helped, you know, these poor dogs and cats that have been, you know, some of them are dogs and cats that people have brought down with them when they went on vacation, and then they didn't bring them back because they don't think about, if you're flying back, which you probably are, dogs and cats can only fly when it's certain temperatures at where they take off and where they land. So you might not be able to bring your animal back home with you. So honestly, it's best to keep your pet at home if you're going somewhere like that and just, you know, find someone to take care of it here, and then you come home to it rather than just abandoning it on the beach with all the other dogs that have been abandoned or cats. And, you know, or leave my cat in Old Town in Puerto Rico because there's already quite a bit of cats there. That's kind of what they're known. It's one of their things. But, you know, you don't need to add yours with it. You know, when they're living outside, there's worms, there's diseases, there's all kinds of things that they can get into. So we don't want that to happen. So we just want to help all of these little animals out, make sure they're spayed and neutered and ready for a new home. Okay, now, continuing education, we got a couple of things I want to talk about. Well, just one for that. Early registration for the Great Lakes Vegetable and Farm Market Expo at DeVos Hall on December 6th. Through the 8th, it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's all day Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It might cut down probably about 4 in the afternoon. It's a fun thing to go. If you just want to learn about farm markets, learn about growing onions, learn about how to prune trees, they have classes all day long. There must be at least 6 classes at one time. It goes from 8 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon with the classes. once you sign up, you go online and look up the Great Lakes Expo and look at all the classes you can take. I have taken some fun classes there. If you are registered for pesticides and you need to re-up, they've got classes that will help you, you know, study for that test. I just took mine, so I'm all set again. You know, you've got till the end of the year. If you know, it's every 3 years you got to take that test. So, and honestly, I can't believe how much I forget from 1 year to 3 years down the line. So they've got classes there. You also have to do your continuing education classes. They've got a bunch of classes there that you can take that will count for your continuing education classes that you need every year. So that's kind of a fun thing, and you learn something also. So that is the Great Lakes Vegetable and Farm Market Expo. You're going to have to look that up online, and you're going to have to I want to early registration. That is until November 15. What is it? November 12 today. So you just have until Tuesday, I think, 13, 14, 15, yeah, somewhere around there, to get there. It is $95 now. That counts for all 3 days. After November 15, that will increase to $115. So you do save quite a bit just get it in there now. You don't have to go all day, every day. I usually just go one really long day. And they've also got, in DeVos Hall, they've got all these people, seed companies and tractors and machinery for farms and insurance for farms. And Michigan State University's got a bunch of booths in there also, so you can learn quite a bit to go to this show. It's a fun thing, and even if you go just to taste all the apple cider, because they always have a contest on who makes the best apple cider, you can be apple cidered out. They also have the cherry cider and everything else there. It's fun. I thoroughly enjoy going to these shows. So, yes, 450 exhibitors for this show. That is the Great Lakes Vegetable and Farm Market Expo. Fun to go to if you kind of like gardening or want even, you know, hey, I made maple syrup this year. You know, could I sell that? How do I do that? They've got classes on how to do that. So that's kind of fun. I've got another thing coming up. It's called Coffee with the Birds. And now this has got to do with the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation. And what they do is, this is really fun. It's on December 10, January 21, February 11, and March 18. And what they do is between 9:30 and 11, this happens. And the first hour they've got all those bird feeders in the parks, and they focus on that, at what's feeding in the parks. And I remember one time I was watching it last year, there were two of the huge pileated woodpeckers fighting over this little tiny piece of suet. It was great fun to watch that. Kurt Dykstra, I believe, is the one that will tell you what birds are at every feeder, so he'll identify them. And then they do a little presentation in the middle of this whole thing, and every time it's something different, like maybe squirrels at your feeder or something like that, and then at the end they go back to watching the feeders again. So it's great fun. I enjoy watching it. You have to go on to MI Ottawa / Parks and look for Coffee with the Birds. It's miottawa.org/birding. And they've also got a contest going right now of pictures of birds. And you can go on there right now and look at the pictures that have been submitted already. Oh my gosh, there are some beautiful pictures of birds. And these are all the birds that are found in Ottawa County. So you would be surprised at the amount of birds that you just, oh, that's a sparrow or that's this. You'd be surprised if you would really know what you're looking at. So this does help identify, and I think this is also You can ask questions when they're watching the bird feeders. You can, hey, what is that over there? Or what are you feeding? Or what kind of feeder do you like best for this? They'll answer all those questions for you. So it's kind of fun. First one starts December 10, but I believe at the end of the month they're having a big celebration of who wins the award for the pictures. And you really have to go online just to look at all these pictures. They are spectacular. I was awed. I don't think it's from anyone like me that has their Apple phone and just taking a little picture. These are people with serious cameras. So they're absolutely beautiful. But you know what? If you've got a picture that you like, I think you could probably submit it too. So that's what's going on around here. I'm going to talk about what's going on at DeBrine's right now. I'll tell you, amaryllis bulbs. I bet you I had at least 4 phone calls this morning on amaryllis bulbs. Do you have them? Yes, we have them. I know they're kind of hard to find some places, but we've got a good stock of bulk amaryllis bulbs, and they are big. These are not little tiny bulbs. These are big. They are like my palm size, and I've got a good size hand, so they are big bulbs. We've got a couple of them started up in the office by me. They're about, I'd say 5 inches tall right now. They are fun. They're starting to grow. Ours are starting to grow. There's a lot of green growth on the bulbs. So we've also got kits that come with the pot and the dirt also, that you can plant it up, you can give as a present. We also have the guys made up kits for paper whites, and we've got paper whites growing in the store. We took some really nice deeper saucers, and we added some decorative stone, and then we put the paper white bulbs in there, and then just keep some water in there and at the bottom. Our paper whites are probably 2 feet tall, and they've got the beautiful white flowers on the top right now. Really fun. This is something so easy to do. You could do it with kids. Kids love to put things in the ground, put things in the dirt, grow things. They love to watch these things grow. Paper whites grow fast, so you might want to think about that also. We've also got, what else? Oh, we've got hyacinth, and we've got the hyacinth vases. So you can put your hyacinth bulbs in the dark, cold place for a couple of 8 weeks and then bring it out. But we've got one of those started on the counter also. You can watch the roots come down into the vase underneath it, and then you'll watch the little hyacinth come up. Great fun. I love bulbs. I love them to do them inside. We've also got a waxed amaryllis at the store. I don't know if we can get any more. What we've got in the store might be what we've got. We've got a good supply right now, different colors. They are beautiful. You give this as a gift to someone who has no green thumb whatsoever. They just take the amaryllis, the waxed amaryllis. This thing has been treated so it doesn't need water. All it needs is some sunlight. So you take it, and it's got a little base on it. So you put it where it's going to get some nice sunlight, not probably in the direct sunlight, but in a nice sunlit room, and it will grow. I've got one of those growing in the office also. It's about an inch tall right now. They don't get, the 3 feet tall like some of the amaryllis do. This will maybe only get 18 inches tall, so it doesn't flop over. Mine last year was beautiful, and you do nothing to it. You just let it sit there. That's it. This is the most perfect gift for someone that just wants a flower but doesn't want to have the dirt, doesn't want to have all of that mess. This, you just set it on the counter and then you do nothing. So this is the perfect gift. We need to stop and take a break right now, but we will be back with the Garden Hour after these messages.
Let's get back to the Jan Musin Garden Show. Call the Master Gardener from DeBrine Seeds in Zeeland now at 395-1450. Once again, here's Jan Musin.
And we are back. The phone lines are open, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. 395-1450 is the number to call. Kind of talking about what you need to do now, just to make sure you got your fall chores done. The number one chore right now on my list, if you haven't gotten it done, is getting rid of the leaves around there. Got to get rid of those leaves on the lawn, especially. But I've got right now all of the leaves have blown into the landscaped areas, so they're underneath the bushes and they're just piled up. So I got to get those out of there. I don't know where these leaves came from, but they have to go. Maybe not today while it's raining out. But actually, they're kind of easier to move if they aren't totally dry. So you might want to do that. You might want to just move the leaves. Oh, if you got them like me in the landscape beds, move them over to the lawn and then go over them with your mulching lawnmower and break them on up into little pieces. Either that, or I'm not sure if the city's still picking up, but Zealand's got piles of leaves by the side. So I'm assuming Zealand still is picking up leaves. So, yes, get those leaves out of there. That's your number one chore I want you to get done this week. I just have one spot that I really need to work on there. I've got the rest of my chores done. I'm very proud of myself. I have gotten the hostas have been trimmed back. The butterfly bush has been chopped down. The roses have been taken care of, and they are winterized. The rhododendrons have been fertilized, and they have been sprayed with wilt stop so they don't, because my rhododendrons are on the north side of the house, and that wind just blows on them and then sucks all the wind or the water out of the leaves, and it just causes them to dry up and fall off. I've got two expensive of rhododendron bushes. I'm not losing those. I've already had to repot them or replant them once. I'm not doing that again. So make sure that you get your evergreen bushes all set for the winter. Make sure you've got your arborvitaes or some of your other plants wrapped up with burlap. Burlap, especially on the arborvitaes, prevents the deer from eating it, but it also prevents them from splitting from too heavy of snow. Once the arborvitae splits, there's no putting it back again. So it's done. So that burlap wrapped around it really does work wonders. And we've got rolls of burlap at DeBrine's. It's not the easiest thing to do, probably easiest with two people rather than just one, but it really is good to put around some of your bushes. The bushes that are, and I don't know why landscapers do this, but I even have a couple of bushes that are right under the drip line of the house. And you know, every once in a while, piles of snow come right down on top of them during the winter and then smash them, and they're little and they just die. So, you know, put some covering over them. If you've got rose cones, that's fine. But you can also use something. We've got those little, look like little green tents. You can put those over them. They're kind of cute. I've got, looks like a little campground in my front yard. Once it's all winterized, but it helps prevent, especially if you've got maybe a sidewalk and you throw the snow and you just don't care in the winter, you just want to get rid of that snow, and you cover your little bushes, and it doesn't really do a lot of good for your bushes. So covering them up during the winter so that it prevents that snow from getting on top of them really does help to make it so it will last until spring. I mean, all these little things is just to help your spring cleanup go well, and you don't have to sit there and, oh my goodness, now I have to do this or now I have to do this. If you take care of them in the fall, in late fall, like it seems to be right now, you will really, you know, reap a lot of benefits in the spring. So get those bushes taken care of. If you've got some bushes that you don't need to cover, but the rabbits and everybody like to eat, you know, the animal stopper sprayed on them will help that. If you've got small trees that you have planted in the last couple of years, get the arbor guards, those plastic things that you put around the trunk of your tree. Get that up there. Remember, you got to go, if you're going to have, say, 8 inches of snow on the ground at one time, you got to go above that, because the little rabbits and the mice can walk on top of the snow and still eat. So they can kill a tree just by chewing on the bark. And once they go all around it, they kill the tree. So we don't want that to happen. I know how much those little trees cost. You don't want to have to replace those things. That is just not fun. So get the arbor guards out there. Wrap up your bushes and shrubs. Make sure they're ready to go. Make sure your roses are put to bed for the winter. Got some rose cones over them right now. That's going to be best. I do put some holly tone on my evergreens this time of year. We also have evergreen tone right now on sale at DeBrine's. So if you've got some, you know, evergreen bushes in your front yard or whatever, you know, get some of that, put a little bit of it down. I don't really measure. I usually just grab a handful and kind of scatter it underneath and water it in. It's not like it's a big deal. It's easy enough to do. So, and let's also make sure that your small trees and bushes go into winter having a lot of water around them so they can drink up as much water in the air, as hydrated as possible before the ground gets hard and frozen. So if you have to go out there with some buckets of water, because it's really not been that wet out, and go just water. I know it looks stupid and it's a lot of bother, but go out there and water your bushes and your shrubs and your small trees. I want to get them going into winter as hydrated as possible, and then that kind of prevents some of that desiccation also during the winter. So get out there. You might want to put some evergreen tone down, or maybe some tree tone down if you've got some small trees, and take care of all of that. I just want you to take care of all of it so we don't have to worry about that later on, like next spring, and you're like, well, why don't my rhododendrons look very nice? Why doesn't this look very nice? It's all what you do in the fall. It's all the fall preparation that you've done that really helps it. I've got the most wonderful product, and we're going to have to stop for the news. I'm going to talk about that later. But the rodents. Don't give the rodents any place to live. Don't give the rodents any place, anything to eat during the winter. So if you've got a garden, don't let that produce sit on the ground during the winter. That's just giving the rodents something to eat. And it's also going to spread diseases for next spring. So let's get it all out of there. Get it all bagged up and out of there, or put on your compost pile if need be. But let's get it bagged up and gotten out of there. Make sure your garden is cleaned out. Maybe some cereal rye or something on top of there right now. You still can plant the cereal rye yet. It still will start to come up and hold that soil down until spring, and add some organic matter to the soil next spring. That does help a lot. So get that going also. I know there's so much stuff to do before winter. Rodent traps, you might set some of those out. Bait boxes, you might set some of those out if you've got a really bad problem with those guys. They will just make sure your landscape beds are pretty neat, because otherwise they'll just spend the winter inside your fountain grass, or if you've left all of your hostas up, they'll just kind of be right in there. We don't want that. We don't want to give them any place to live. So I want them to be next door at the neighbors. I don't want them over at my house at all. The rodent stopper, I find that's wonderful stuff. I spray it around my garage. They don't seem to want to come in. I have to do that once a month, but it's not a big deal. It's really easy to do. Just spray. You can spray it indoors. You can spray it outdoors. You can spray it around kids, around pets. It's got a nice aroma to it, kind of a lavenderish type thing, rosemary. It's a smell and a taste and also a feel repellent. After 30 minutes, you don't smell it anymore. They do. So if you've got a spot where you think that they're coming in, spray this around there. If you've got a spot where you actually see some activity of some mice, spray this around. You can spray it indoors. Don't worry about it. And you got to do it once a month. During the winter, I find it says it will last 60 days, but I find once a month probably is the best thing to do. I haven't had mice in my house in ages, ever since I started the rodent stopper. So I'm just happy, because I can guarantee you my cat would never catch a mouse. She'd probably just play with it and let it go. But So yes, I have kept them out of the house with the rodent stopper. The best part is rodent stopper, you know, we've always had the spray that works well. It is now out in a granular form. So if you've got some plants outside that the mice want to chew on or in the summer or winter, you can just sprinkle this rodent stopper around and they won't go near there. So, you know, now we've got a granular form and a spray. So whatever is easiest for you. Outside, granular might be a great thing to put around. If you've got an area where you think they might, like by the sliding glass door, you think they might be coming in there, put that right along there. Granular form will work well. I wouldn't use the granules in the house, but the spray works well in the house. So that is like the best product of the year. We need to stop. The news is coming up, but we will be back after that happens.
Let's get back to the Jan Musin Garden Show. Call the Master Gardener from DeBrine Seeds in Zeeland now at 395-1450. Once again, here's Jan Musin.
We're back. It's not that great of a Saturday outside, but you still can plant your tulip bulbs. The ground is not frozen, so if you want to do some tulip bulbs, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, they can all be still planted in the ground. But what's more fun than planting them in pots and then forcing them later on in the spring? And what I mean by forcing is we plant them in the pots, and there's a certain way of doing that, and we do have brochures at DeBrine's of how to do that. And then you put them in your garage or out on your patio, somewhere it's going to, you know, get cold. Now, I would not put a ceramic pot out on your patio because that's just going to get wet and dry and wet and dry, and it's going to crack. So I usually put them in my garage, and I put them way by the door in the garage so I know it's the coldest part of the garage. And then I just let them be all winter long. I plant them, water them at first, and then I usually put a black plastic trash bag over them, forget about them. And then about, February, end of February, it's so gray in the house now, my amaryllis are done. Then I go out there and I lift the little plastic bag and see if I see little green sticks sticking out. Then I know it's time to take that pot and bring it in the house and then put it in a sunny area, and it's called forcing it, and it will grow. So it will grow in the house much quicker than it will grow outside. You know, in end of February and first of March, you don't have tulips growing outside yet. So, but you can have them growing in your house if you plant them now. So they need about three months, 8 to 12 weeks of cold time, because they do need that dormant time. But then you can bring them in the house and you can bring them in the sun or in a sunny room, and they will just start to grow. It is great fun. We do that with all the leftover bulbs. If we have some bulbs at the end of the year that we haven't sold, we pot them up. It's great fun. I have the high school kids do it. Now, if they can pot the bulbs and get them to grow in the spring, anybody can do this. Believe me, this is the easy project. Be fun to do with your kids. It's a fun gift to give also, especially if you're kind of planning on, you know, giving some spring gifts. You know, put a little bow around it and give it to grandma or whoever, you know, in March. It would be great fun. So, and they will enjoy watching them grow in the house and bloom. And, you know, you got something growing and blooming in the house. It just makes your whole mood different if you've got something green and growing in your house as opposed to a very sterile environment. I found even in my office, I've got some amaryllis going right now. It's so much fun to have something green growing. And I can look down into the store and there's the paper whites are just growing. It looks fun. It looks like it's going to be warmer than it really is, but it's fun to have something growing in the house in the winter. So that's why we give a lot of these bulbs as presents, because, you know, sometimes if you've got a grandparent or a favorite aunt in the nursing home, it's nice to have them get something that's growing in their little room just makes their whole attitude toward life different. That's why a wax amaryllis is so perfect for them. They don't have to do anything. They can just watch it. That's the best part of it. So I'm going to stop on the bulbs now, but there still is time to do this. And remember, you know, giving flower bulbs at Christmas is just a fun thing to do. In my neighborhood, we try to one-up each other. We're always, you know, running around and giving secret gifts to each other. So one of our neighbors, her grandkids make little art projects for us and leave it by our front door. And I usually plant some flowers and then pots and, you know, so that I might buy everybody's front door. So we kind of know who does it, but it's kind of fun to do it. We started this during COVID when we couldn't really get out. It's great fun. We haven't had a reason to stop doing it, so it's a great fun thing to do, get to know your neighbors a little bit better. You know, and there are people that live alone and don't get any interaction with a lot of people except for, like, when they get groceries. So it's kind of nice to have something, you know, to have someone coming to your house and dropping something off. And they know you. They, you know, it just gives somebody some, you know, a reason to live. You know, that commercial at the beginning of this show was, what can I do? That's something you can do. For someone that is lonely at home, that is something you can do. It's easy enough to do. So, yes, I'm going to encourage you to do it. I encouraged you to do it all during COVID. I will encourage you to do it now also. There's so many chores you can do, but let's talk about birds. Feeding the birds right now, it is fun. Last week, the evening grosbeaks were still around. They hadn't migrated out yet. Remember that birds migrate at night usually, and if it's raining at night, they stay in the same place during the day, so you get a couple of days to be able to look at them and watch them. Get some water outside to, you know, open water really does help to entice the birds to the backyard. Feeders, maybe some different food and a couple different feeders located around the backyard. I've got the thistle seed for the finches and the small birds. I have got Jan's No Waste in another one. The No Waste isn't anything on the ground. That's the best part. If they do throw something out, somebody's going to eat it. One of the ground feeders will eat it. So you don't have that mess of shells in the spring that you got to get a wheelbarrow out and a shovel and get all that out. Nothing will grow, and you can just, because it's all been shelled. It works extremely well. The birds love it. There's even little pieces of little suet balls in there. So it's got a little bit of everything along with some peanuts in there for the birds. We also have a fruit and nut mix named after our old cat Butternut. Butternut had a fruit and nut mix. It's a wonderful thing. The guys eat it like trail mix. It's got mixed nuts in it that look wonderful. They've got pineapple and raisins and cranberries, I think, in it. And the suet is in there also. The guys love to eat this, especially the cashews and whatever. So if you got get it away from them, it looks like trail mix. The birds love this stuff too. So yeah, so if you've got a bunch of hungry teenagers like we do all the time, or your birds, the fruit and nut mix is a wonderful mix to put out this time of year. Mealworms, actually, there's still a lot of birds out there that like the insects, so, and it's also a really high form of protein for them. They need protein and fat in their diet right now because they got to keep themselves warm at night, and they have a higher body temperature than we do. That's 108. So they actually have a way to decrease their body temperature a little bit, and they kind of crowd all in together. If you notice that all these birds are flying into your cedar trees or into your pine spruce trees, they all kind of get together at night and huddle in to keep their body temperature in. If you have an old like a bluebird house or whatever, you'll notice the little birds will go in there and they kind of all crowd together and they keep warm that way. So they can keep warm during the cold nights. They come out of there in the morning, first thing in the morning. They've got to look for food all day long. And, you know, your quick snack at your bird feeder or at your suet feeder is where they will be. So if you're up, you know, when the sun comes up, watch your bird feeders because there's going to be a ton of birds out there. I've got little birds, I've got big birds. There are so many birds out there that are by my feeder. And of course, my ducks are always underneath the feeder cleaning up everything. But so much fun right now to feed the birds and feed them all winter long. We need to take one more break, which we will do now. But we'll be back with the Garden Hour after that.
Let's get back to the Jan Musin Garden Show. Call the Master Gardener from DeBrine Seeds in Zeeland now at 395-1450. Once again, here's Jan Musin.
And we are back, and the phone lines are open, but it is 616-395-1450. 616-395-1450. I still dial just the thing without the area code yet. Not quite used to that yet. Old folks, it takes us a while to get that done. We've been talking about what you need to get done in your lawn and garden, and you know, feeding birds. We were just discussing over the break of putting peanuts out for the squirrels, and the birds also love peanuts. Blue jays, cardinals, nuthatches, chickadees all love peanuts, and we do have peanut feeders. We have peanuts to feed the birds. They're not human quality, so don't think you can get these that are a little cheaper in price and feed. There is a sign, no, not for human eating. My guys never have listened to that, but hey. And nothing has truly happened to them, but I do not recommend you eating them. And the birds love them. We do have peanut feeders that you can put peanuts out and feed the birds, not the squirrels, or you can just put squirrels. We have peanuts you can put in. There's a wreath type feeder, and you can put peanuts and shells in there, and the squirrels can get at them, the birds can get at them. Fun thing to do, fun present idea for Christmas, you know, get a bag of peanuts and a new feeder for somebody. Most likely they probably don't have a peanut feeder already. It's just a new way of feeding things, just something new. Again, like the mealworms, put peanuts out, make thistle out. There's sunflower hearts. My neighbor is always calling me at work, I need more sunflower hearts out in my feeder. Bring some home. That's something fun. You don't get anything. You don't get those shells under the feeder. That's the best part. If you don't have to clean up under the feeder at the spring and there's nothing growing there, that's perfect. I love that. It's not anything that saves me some time that I don't have to do. That is wonderful. So, yes, I hope everyone got all of their fall chores done on Thursday. I still have to rake a little bit. That's not the end of the world. It's not that cold out yet. But, yes, hopefully you got it all done. Hopefully your strawberries have been covered. You've taken out what looks dead, and you have covered them with snow for the winter. This is what we do for the strawberries. For your asparagus, hopefully you've gotten out there, trimmed all the fronds off, and thrown some compost on top of them. That makes them go to sleep, and that gets them ready for winter. So you do need to get out there and do that sort of thing. If you do want to cover something with straw, we do have some bales of straw that are just meant for that sort of stuff. Remember, you got to water that down because you don't want that to fly away. Grass seed, no, folks. It is not time to put down grass seed. You can't frost seed now. I just checked the soil temperature this morning. It is in the high 50s. Soil temperature doesn't match air temperature. So what we have to remember is you can actually put grass seed down right now and it will germinate and start to grow. But once that little little growth, that little cotyledon, sticks its little face up above the ground, and it is like this morning, that frost will kill it. So basically, you have just killed your grass seed. So frost seeding means exactly that. We're going to do it in February when the frost, you can put it down, and then the frost will get it into the ground as it, you know, freezes and thaws in the spring. But that is February. It is not November to do that. You will kill your grass seed. So don't be thinking that right now. You can get your plot ready that you want to do it, and in the spring you can do it. Grass seed honestly does not frost seed well, because grass seed has a tendency to kind of, as the snow melts, it goes right along with the snow, and if you even have a little bit of a slope, it's all going to be at the bottom of the slope or washed away. So, you know, it's probably best to put it down once the snow is gone and before anything starts to grow. You can put that down then. You know, so don't, that's one thing you can say, okay, well, it's too late to do that. Just don't even worry about that. And, you know, if you want to do it, fine, or you can just shred up your money and throw it on the ground, too. It's about the same thing, so I hate to have you waste money. I hate to have anybody waste money, so let's just wait until spring now for that job. It's always kind of nice when you don't have to do that. You can fertilize your lawn. You can fertilize your trees and shrubs yet. You can... you can do it until the snow is on the ground. So you can't put fertilizer down when there's snow on the ground. You can't put a fertilizer down on your landscape beds right now once the snow is coming too. That used to not be a law, but now I think that just passed. So you do have to wait. Once there's snow on the ground, fertilizing outside is over. That is done for the year then. So just keep that in mind. We're probably pretty close to that time of year. So if you need to fertilize some trees or shrubs yet, you still have time to do it, but probably not a lot of time. Again, you can fertilize your lawn. Michigan State will say you can do that right up to Thanksgiving, as long as there is no snow on the ground. And that is all because we don't want to have any kind of phosphorus leaching out of it and going into our water tables once the snow, ground is frozen. So I have to, they're waving signs at me, so they want me to shut up now. So I have to tell you, I will be back on Tuesday morning at 8:35 with the garden party with Dan. And then I am on at 10, I was going to say 9 to 10, 10 to 11 on Talk of the Town with Gary. And then I'll be back here next Saturday, of course, at 11:05. And I know the Zealand West football team is playing today, so I have to root them on. So go West. Hopefully they'll win today. This is the quarterfinals, or do you know where this is? Anybody here? Quarterfinals, or we don't know. Nobody knows. Whatever is after district. So hopefully they win today. We're really rooting for them. One of our guys' brothers is in it. So, yeah, we've got a lot of our guys gone today watching that. But end of the football season here. Make sure you dress warmly, but go West. But, you know, I will be back here next Saturday at 11:05. And until then, go green.
You've been listening to the Jan Musin Garden Show on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. If you wish to hear this or other programs hosted by the Master Gardener from DeBrine Seeds in Zealand, check out the podcast section of our website, WHTC.com, and listen or download for free. The Jan Musin Garden Show is a presentation of 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.